From Spark and Anvil and Mintforge, this is Nestindu in Chapter 1 of the Mintforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. A student wanted a skateboard she couldn't afford this week, and two very different birds had two very different ideas. "You could save for it," said Ness the Robin, bright-eyed. "Set aside a little each week. Wait a bit, and when you've got enough, it's yours, free and clear." "Or you could borrow for it," said Do the Crow, low and careful. "Get it today. Pay your friend back over the next few weeks. A little extra for the wait." The student's head swung between them. "But those are opposites. One says wait, one says now. Which one's right?" Nest and Do looked at each other, the round, bright robin and the glossy, careful crow, and oddly, both smiled. "They're not as opposite as they look," Nest said. "We're the same math, run two ways." "Save now or borrow now," said Do. "Both are about money and time. The only real question is, do you want time working for you or against you?"
Nest went first, because saving is time on your side. "Here's my direction," she said, hopping to a jar. "You want the skateboard. You don't have enough yet. So you set aside a little every week and you wait." She dropped coins in, 1 week at a time. "And here's the lovely part. While it sits in the jar, especially if it's somewhere that adds a little interest, time makes it grow. You put in a bit, wait, and end up with a bit more than you put in. Time is your friend. It quietly adds to your side while you're patient." She nudged the full jar. "So you wait a few weeks, and then you buy the skateboard outright, owing nobody, paying no extra, maybe even with a little left over. The board cost you exactly what it cost, or even a touch less, because time was on your side." The student looked at the full jar. "So if I wait and save, the board might even cost me a little less than its price?" "Time added to your pile while you waited," Ness said. "That's saving. Patience, quietly rewarded." She tilted her head at Do. "But there's the other direction, where you don't wait, where you get the board today. And there, the very same time and money math runs backward."
Do took over, low and honest. "Here's my direction," she said. "You don't want to wait. You want the skateboard today. So you borrow the money, you get the board now, and you promise to pay it back over the next weeks." She tapped a claw. "And here's the part that's the exact mirror of Nest's jar. While you owe, time adds a little to what you owe, the interest, the extra for the wait. You put off paying, and the amount quietly grows against you. Time is working, same as in Nest's jar, but now it's on the other side, adding to your debt instead of your savings." The student's eyes went wide. "So if I borrow, I end up paying more than the board costs because time added to what I owe?" "Exactly the mirror of Nest," Do said. "She waits and time gives her a little extra. You hurry and time charges you a little extra. Same math, money plus time, pointed the opposite way. Save and you end with more than you set aside. Borrow and you end paying more than you took." She fixed her bright eye on the student. "Neither is evil. Sometimes borrowing's the sensible choice, but you should always know which way you've pointed the math, toward your pocket or away from it."
Then Nest and Do showed the two directions side by side, and the student saw the single idea under both. "Watch us line up," Nest said, setting her full save jar beside Do's growing debt tally. "Same skateboard, same starting point. You can't afford it this week. My way, wait a few weeks, saving. And time adds a little to your side. You pay the price or a touch less." "My way," said Do, "get it now, borrowing, and time adds a little to what you owe. You pay the price plus a bit more." "And here's the one truth under both of us," they said together. "Money and time make the same math, and that math is always running, on one side or the other. Save and it runs for you. Borrow and it runs against you. You can't stop time from adding up. You can only choose which side of it you stand on." The student looked at the full jar and the growing debt, the two directions of the very same math. "So it's not saving is good, borrowing is bad," she said slowly. "It's
Time is always adding a little. Saving points it toward me. Borrowing points it away. And I get to choose which.
That's the whole secret of money and time, said Nest and Do together. The math never sleeps. Patience puts it to work for you. Hurry puts it to work against you. Same math, two directions, and the direction is yours to pick. Do added, gentle.
So when you want a thing you can't yet afford, ask, is it worth pointing time against me to have it a little sooner?
Sometimes yes. Often, wait, save, and let time build your side instead.
Later, the student sat between the robin and the crow with her full save jar, the skateboard bought outright, time having quietly worked in her favor.
I almost borrowed, she admitted. I wanted it now so badly. Waiting felt like losing.
Nest ruffled her feathers. Do tucked her wings. Neither rushed.
Wanting it now is the strongest pull there is, Nest said. And giving in isn't shameful. Borrowing has its right times. But this once, you felt the two directions, and you chose to let time build your side instead of billing it.
Alone, Dew added, Nest might have you think saving is the only good and borrowing is always a trap, and it isn't. I might have you think borrowing's just a handy trick, and it isn't, not when time's quietly growing what you owe. Together, we show you the real shape. It's one math running two ways, and wisdom is knowing which way you've pointed it and why.
The student spun a wheel on her paid-for skateboard, owing no one.
So money and time are always doing math on me, she said, and I decide whether they're doing it for me or to me.
Every choice between saving and borrowing anyone ever made, said Nest and Do together, softly.
And the three of them sat with the full jar and the paid-for board, and something in the student went quiet and settled and glad. The calm of understanding, for the first time, that patience wasn't just a virtue grown-ups nagged about. It was a quiet way of putting time itself on her side.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nest and Do. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.